any of that bullshit. So yeah, I do got some silent ones. Yeah, but no, this is, listen, see, this is how it's going to go. Check it out. So we got it where we're talking, and then you see what I'm saying? So it'll be like that.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
We're okay,
yeah.
All right, we're going to go ahead and hit the button, and we're going to go ahead and get the show started. Here we go. Let's see here. Here we go. Here we go.
That is the end of the show, but not the end of the discussion. Your success in the game isn't about what you show the world. It's about what the world sees you as. It's your ability to materialize a larger mental vision of your rules and expectations when it comes to women. Coach EO and Steve the Dean Williams are here to break down the game to help you create amazing relationships in your life. It doesn't matter if you're married or single, a man is a man. EO says it begins and ends with the man. And Steve says the game has nothing to do with women, and you're the only one of your kind. It's time you start to move that way instead of making excuses and playing victim. Are you ready to have the champion mindset? Then get your notebooks out, take notes, ask questions, and call in. The number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. It's showtime.
All right, man. Again, hey, well, welcome to the show with my boy. It's Monday, man. E, how you doing, man? How you doing?
What's up, man? Good to be back with you.
It's good, man. It's good,
good topic tonight. Good topic.
Yeah,
tonight.
We have a great topic tonight. Real quick, give a shout out to everybody in the chat room. All the guys, holler in the chat room, all you guys there. Thank you for coming in. For those that's going to come in and everybody else, shout out to all you guys. Shout out to SNO as supporting the championgamecoaching.com. Shout out to you, SNO. Got to give you some love like April.
Yeah, shout out to SNO,
SNO, shout out. Yeah, but everybody, if y'all got a question, just put a Q there and y'all can call in and all this other stuff. And we will definitely ask your topics. If y'all want to call in, we answer those and all that other stuff. So, yeah, what's up, man? So, yeah, let's get into it, man. We got a few hours, man, 2 hour show to chop it up. So let's get into it, man. Where should I take my ex back? Where is that? Where did that come from, brother? Where'd you get that from?
You know what? I don't know if we've ever even gotten remotely close to anything just like this because, you know, that's not how we roll around here. But I do think it could be helpful for the guys out there that maybe are considering, you know, there's two sides of it. It's either do you want your ex back, meaning does the man want that woman back, or does she want you back? So in both cases, I think today we're going to give them a concise answer, at least in our view, of what a man should do in that situation. Now, I will start by saying, and maybe this could be a good segue, I always say that a man should operate his life like a business.
Yes.
Okay. It's one thing to have feelings. Okay. They say get your feelings out of this. I would more so say get your emotions out of it because you're going to have feelings, but you can control your feelings. So I'll ask the audience this. Shout out to everybody watching. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever been fired by a company and did they ever take you back? it's just a simple question and I'm going to throw it to my man Steve. Now there's some rare occasions because you know you're going to get somebody in here with an anomaly talking about I was wrongfully fired and they took me back. Okay. I get those small examples, very rare. But has a company ever hired you, gave you opportunities to excel for yourself and the company, perhaps even gave you a few warnings? Maybe some situations, some actions warrant immediate dismissal. Immediate dismissal. So my question is, for the most part, again, when you get fired by a company, do you ever come back?
Very good question, brother. Let me show you something, man. Very don't show this. I'm going to show you my ex. I'm going to show you my ex, okay? All right?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you, give you, like, it's my ex right there. That's my ex right there. That's, she's from Kabul, Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's my ex right there, okay? So, she's bad as fuck. You know, she, I mean, like I say, you know, she good, you know what I mean? But the thing is that, you know what? I trained her to my specifications, and she knew if she got out of order that no matter how fine she looked or all that other stuff, I had to make a decision. Right. And I made a decision. That's why she's my ex. There's several times, I mean, to this day, she's still in love with me. She still wants me back and all this other stuff. But I see, taking her back is really doing, to me, is going backwards in time. Because, see, I follow me on this, Brother E. I can let a woman go, but if I cut you off, that's different. Now, letting you go and cut off is two different things. Letting you go means, you know what? I mean, I have several women that, you know, I just get bored with them. I just get bored. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, they get to the point of that. That's it. It's, you know, the dick sucking is the same. The sex is the same. It's nothing more that they can give or bring to my kingdom. So I can let them go and leave a candle in the window, E, meaning that they can come back if by some means, I don't know, if I choose to bring them back. Okay, that's letting them go. But if I cut you off, E, if I cut you off, you're fired.
That's more like suspension. The first.
Yeah, yeah.
On a suspension. Suspend you, and we'll call you.
Yeah. Thank you, E. Yeah. You. I'm gonna call you back, or you
she's
know.
No,
yeah.
She's
yeah.
no help. See, yeah. Attempt.
Yeah.
She attempt now.
Yeah. You know. You. It's like when you go over a woman's house and she naked and you just laying in the bed, and be like, this ain't working. This just ain't working for me. And it, you know, you're just like, it just ain't working. You get up and leave, but. When I cut you off, not let go, when I cut you off, that means you can't come back. That means that you have done something to my universe, my castle, or my name that cannot be fixed, reconciled, or go to Dr. Phil or marriage counseling. There's no turning back. And then again, E, now don't, look, E, I'm going to show you one more time. Let me show you. She ain't ugly. She cool. You know, yeah, she cool.
Pretty late.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I love
ain't
myself that much more. Yeah, man.
I was gonna say, ain't no one that pretty though.
Yeah, ain't nobody
ain't
that,
no
pre-
that pretty.
Ain't, that's my
ain't
point.
Nobody that pretty.
That's my
guys,
point.
Yeah, it's broken down really nicely there. And, you know, there's different ways. Now, check this out. Each man has to have his own rules. See, Steve got his own rules. I got my own rules. To me, at this point in my life, and I'm being completely honest, you know, I see women as almost now, again, you got to understand, I'm a veteran of the game. So is Steve. So we're going to think about things a little bit
absolutely.
Different.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So women now, I don't need them. You know, if you're not bringing no value, and I'm not talking sex either, because sex is the easiest thing in the world for a true player to get. I mean, I'm just being honest. A guy with game, knows himself, loves himself, self-respect, fly as fuck, got a dope place, dope mindset, always growing. Bro, you can't keep the bitches off you.
Yes.
So it's not like sex is going to keep a guy like me or Steve.
Right.
Sex won't keep us. What's going to keep us, and shout out to the members. I see somebody just joined again. Shout out to the members.
Shout out, yes.
What's going to keep us is assistance. Cooperation. Les Lucario's word. We'll give it that. Les Lucario's word. Cooperation.
Yes.
Kindness.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes.
I don't have to argue with you. You get it. You're observant.
Yes.
You see what I like and you do it.
Yes.
You don't talk. You don't add. You don't bring me a headache. I'm already conquering the world. I ain't conquering your ass too.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Hey, look. So to me, she's got to bring me peace, kindness, good conversation, assistance. No back talk, femininity, submission, you know, not forced submission either. Just by being around me, she naturally wants to submit. I got to have that. So here's the thing. I mentioned the company letting you go.
Yes.
Every man's got to have his own rules. So for example, you might, like, I'm not a needy man.
Right.
I don't need a woman all up under me. I don't need her attention all the time. I don't need her to be, I don't need to cuddle with her. That's just not, it's not who I am. I do that for the woman. I will do that for her, but I don't need it. So there's a lot of guys out there that do want that. They want that cuddle party and spoon his woman and all that shit. So like for me, I don't need that. So I have tolerance for that. Like I'm okay with not having that. However, I'm not okay with disrespect. So if I get disrespect, especially with a newcomer, I realize you never met a man like me or Steve before, so we got to at least give her a warning, fire a warning shot and say, yo, right there, unacceptable. You know, I don't know if you were just, you're just being goofy right now, or I don't know what got into you, but that's unacceptable to me, and that something like that can never happen again. If it does happen again, then you got to fire her.
Yes.
In my opinion, you got to fire her.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's simple as that. See, if you go back on your word, men, let me just tell you this right now. Mm. No woman is fine enough, and every woman is replaceable. So I just want you to know, no woman is fine enough, and every single woman on the planet you can replace. Mm. I want you to know that. Self-respect comes first. Self-preservation has to come first, because without you, they can't even – they're not even here anyway.
Yeah.
So I just want you guys to notice, no woman is that fine – to put up with her bullshit and her disrespect. Get rid of her ass. I really mean it. I'd rather you just be by yourself than have to deal with a woman that's got a bad attitude, a lot of past trauma, damaged. She needs some therapy. Man, fuck that bullshit. So that's what I'll say right now. You got to know what you'll tolerate, what doesn't bother you, what really does bother you. See, me, like I said, I don't need a woman's attention all the time. I accept my woman's attention, but I don't need it. What I need is respect, honor, and trust. I need those three things. If I don't have those three things, you cannot be in my life. Shout out to Rob Marine with the Hundo.
Hundo.
Solutions to Coach Champions. We appreciate that. Shout out to him. Well, I've been working really hard with Rob Marine lately, and I've been seeing some great leaps. Thank you, Rob Marine. Very generous.
All right. Yeah, so, see, even with side chicks, no matter what your situation is, regardless of who you are. And I think this is one of the problems a lot of men have, EO, is that they don't understand that a standard must be set by what I call your king. This is the, like you said, non-negotiables. These are things that I will not change no matter how fine you are and how beautiful you are, because I come first. And I always say, E, I have to be willing to say no, and I have to be willing to walk away before I even talk to a woman. I can't, and there's nothing I can ever do with a woman without knowing that I can, if I can't walk away, well, I know I can walk away, E, but if I can't walk away, I don't need that woman in my life. I need, yeah. I may not only need to walk away, but I need her to have one, I don't never want her to be comfortable. Every woman I'm with, never comfortable. You always got one foot out the door. Because I get the best out of them when they have one foot out the door. When they are comfortable and they kicking their feet up, E, that's when they slack off. That's when they slack off sucking the dick. That's when they slack off picking up your clothes, slack off washing your dishes, slack off fixing the bed when it needs to be fixed, slack off when she calls you and says, I'm coming over. Do you want me to go to the store and buy, you know, some chicken or some steaks or some pork chops? Slacking off of that. Right. So I don't want slack off, because I demand. Right, see, right. I like, you see, the thing I love about you and me and the motherfuckers like us, I demand so much of myself like you do. We demand so much of ourselves that even when we reach the demand that we reach for ourselves, it still ain't good enough, because we demand that much more. So if I demand that much from myself and you demand that much from yourself, then that woman, she can't be on the same level as me, but she's got to know to stick with me or keep my attention, be worth my time, be worth my respect, and then lastly, worth the dick. Because you don't get the dick just off a general principle of being a woman.
Right, right.
You must slay the minotaur and prove to me that you're worth me unzipping my pants, and that's what guys don't see today, E. They don't see that in themselves. They don't see that. People think that if you're like this, you're not going to get the woman. But what you understand is when you're like this, you get them all. because they're not used to someone that has such high demands of the woman, because most women think they can just show up to the party. All I got to do is throw a little bit of makeup on, E, put some a push-up bra and some tight clothes on, show up, and I can have whatever the fuck I want. Well, fuck you, not with me, E. What you got on that, brother?
No, no, man. I mean, call in too, guys. What's the phone number here? 515-605-9373.
Yes.
Call in. You got us for 2 hours. Take advantage. I mean, if you got a problem with females, you out here dating, you got a girlfriend that maybe you're considering, you're like, hey, I needed this. Call in. We'll talk to you.
I think I got one.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Yeah, I think, let me see if he pressed one. Hey, 505, did you have a question?
Same here.
Five. Go once. Twice. All right. Wait, maybe let me ask again. Hold on. I have to think that down. 505, I'm sorry. Do you have a question?
No, I'm just listening. I'm at work. Fellas.
All right. No doubt. Put it back in. All right. Thank you. All right, guys. Y'all call. Yes, go. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just went.
No. You good.
All right, you good.
No. Women don't like comfort. Okay. Well, they don't. I've noticed that about women. They might like moments of comfort. Moments. Like if she's tired or something, she wants a moment of comfort. But I've noticed that the more comfortable a woman is, the more she seeks drama. Mm-hmm. The more she wants something to bring her some sort of drama, something to fret about, something to worry about, something to stress about. This is just women, man. I mean, not all women, but there's commonalities in women. It's like they gotta be talking about something. They gotta be chasing something. They gotta be, whether it's your attention, validation, love, ring. Dick, everything. They have to be, and it's a man's job to keep a woman in pursuit of him. You can't, as a man, be in pursuit of a woman. Okay, now it's clear if you make your intentions known to a woman that you want to, that you like your time with her. Nothing wrong with that, but you can't be in constant pursuit of a woman. It's in the best interest of the woman to be in constant pursuit of you. My own mother told me this, and even Kevin Samuels took my line. Shout out to Kevin, but he did say this. The woman's got to love you more than you love her. In order for it to work, the woman has to love you more than you love her in order for it to work.
Always.
So, and remember, I've coined it the phrase reward pumps. So we don't just fuck for the sake of fucking. You guys got to get that out of your mind. This is why Steve always says, why do you bring up sex all the time? The woman already knows you want to smash. Why bring it up?
Yeah,
I mean, there's some situations you can bring it up. Crunch time, 2 a.m., vibe is working, let's get out of here, I'm going to go fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
But you don't have to bring, you know, there's situations you don't even need to bring it up.
Yeah.
It's reward pumps anyway. In order for you to get these penetrations, you got to give me what I want first. And that's those three things. Honor, respect, and I got to see I can trust you. If I can say I can trust you, I say you honor me.
Yeah.
You fucking praise me. And some people might call it narcissistic. I don't give a shit. I like my woman to praise me.
Oh, absolutely.
Why not? I'm a motherfucking champion.
Absolutely.
I'm standing at the mountaintop. Why the fuck not? Why would you not want to praise a dude like that?
Exactly, brother. That's exactly what I'm saying. But see, this is where these young men go wrong. It's not just giving you the dick just because you got an ass. I mean, what are you bringing to me? What? It's not even what you bring to me. Guys, what y'all got to understand, women are always going to look towards the experienced man. And the experienced man is talking just like EO was saying right now. When women can recognize a man that gets a lot of women by the way he demands things not only of himself, but what he demands of women. And you, like EO said, pump points or pump credits. That's specifically what you said, but
hey,
reward pumps. Sorry, excuse me. Reward pump. But see,
hey, you know, women like to get reward points so they can fly their ass around the world and shit.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have to get reward pumps too.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing, man. That's why this is what's so great about being a man, because they want it. Y'all understand? They want the acknowledgement. Women love it when they know that you have other women and they're the ones in your bed. They're the ones sucking your dick. They're the ones cooking for you. They're the ones cleaning for you. It is something in them that they strive for when they get around a man. Look, you don't get those points like E's saying. I can't call them points. That's E's thing. But I don't have a point system, but you don't get me. I don't have a point system. I just say me. You don't get any parts of me just because you show up to the game, just because you show up looking good. Okay, you show up looking good, E, you got my curiosity. That's good. You know what? Because most women, you know, okay, most women are, they're not special to me. They're not. So you got my curiosity. All right, now, okay, now let's see what you're about. All right, now can you get my, can you hold my attention? And I'm not talking about your body and look. Can you hold my attention? All right, then after that, then after you go up through that Mount St. Helens and you think you reach the top, then you got to show me, are you worth my time? Because, E, if you're not worth my time, I'm going to let you now. I got dick and bubble gum. Look, I can't be your man. We'll never have a relationship. But I'll give you a little bit of my time, meaning that I will see if I'm at the club with E and it's 12:30, E and I break because E got his nice little two chicks and he taking home, and I go home but give me some kibbles. I'll call you up. I'll give you a call around 2:30. Right. That's what you. Mm-hmm. That's your position. See, the thing is, E, right though, to you, is that men not establish a position for these women and man enough to tell them. Because you know what, E? Some women I tell they got a position. You know what, E? They go, it's shit. I ain't going to do that. Oh, shit. I'm not no woman of position. And you know what I say, E? As I'm lighting the candle in the window because I'm letting her go. Okay. You know what? That's cool. I'll sit that motherfucker right here. And when you change your mind, we're going to get right back to where we were. I'm not going to question or anything because they always come back, E, because men like us are a dime a fucking dozen.
That's right. Amen, brother. You know, again, most guys, in my experience after coaching them, they want exes back for a couple different reasons. One, they have no options.
Yeah.
They have no options, yes. Okay? And even if they do have a few options, they're still living in the past. They're still living through memories of that old woman. For example, you know, I got a client now, and I know that he kind of hooked a little bit on, like, her body. Mm. I got a client right now I'm working with, you know, right now. And I think most of it is ego. A lot, 99% of the reason why he's still thinking about someone of his past is because it's a lot of it is ego.
Yeah.
And the second thing is that he's got too much fixation on the sex, like the body, the sex. Like I tell women, I tell guys all the time, like I've made dozens of women squirt, and I can't stand that shit. Like guys like being drenched with a woman's urine, I guess. Like y'all like to catch urine and shit. Like you trying to save it. Like for me, like that's nasty. Like I mean, I don't even thrive on that. Like I don't squirt all over my bed, girl. Like you know, you ain't gonna fuck my sheets up. See, this, look how I think like a king, bro. They want the squirting. I'm like, get that motherfucking squirting out of here. Like and you know what? I've had women buy me mattress protectors in the past. Yeah. They walk in with a mattress protector. This is not a lie. This is a joke. They'll mail it to me. Yes. They'll mail me a mattress protector a week before we're getting together because the last time I made her squirt, I said, hey, I don't like when you come over here, man. You fucking my bed up and shit. I got to scrub, you know, your urine out of my bed and shit. Like, God, why I'm saying this is that look at my perspective. I don't want that shit on me. I don't want that in my bed. My bed is too precious to me to have your fucking urine all over my bed. So I want guys to think like that. Like, don't sweat the sex. You'll get more. Don't sweat her. There's other ones out there. You know what you need to concentrate is on? In my opinion, honor.
Yes.
Respect.
Yes.
Loyalty.
Yes.
Trust.
Yes.
Okay? And like Steve said, which is a huge one, you never set the standard from the beginning to show her who you are and what it is you want. And if she does show you a little rebellious behavior, like Steve said, if she's like, I ain't going to be doing all that. So you say, well, check this out, baby girl. In order to get on the team, you would have to do that.
Yeah.
Like you got to be able to look a woman and say, check this out, baby girl. In order to get on my team, you have to do that. There are rules for you to follow. But I'll tell you what, you want that minimum wage. You ain't getting no real money around here. And what I mean by money is energy, time, or it's like a business. So you can put her on minimum wage. Yeah, I'll put you on $7.99 an hour. Bare bones over here. You can come over here for a minute, but you ain't staying and you don't get the keys to the castle, none of that. So what I'm saying, guys, and I'll throw it back to Steve, is You got to set the standard from the beginning. You really shouldn't even be dating anyone seriously if you don't know what the fuck you want. So if you don't know what you want, you should just be very casual out here. Don't ask them any questions about who they're seeing and what they're doing. Get you the experience you need to figure out what kind of man you are and in what situations you would thrive in with women. That's why you get in these situations, because there was never no clear intent to begin with, and you never told the woman what it is you want to do with her. And that's the reason. So it's going to fail over time, and then you're going to want her back due to scarcity, no options. Or if she did have a pretty decent body and you're not used to looking at big titties in your face or something, then you're going to always remember that. So that's the thing. Get your options up. Let the women know what it is. Don't ever go against yourself. Never go against yourself for these women. All right. If she's not down to do what you want her to do with you, either like Uncle Steve says, light that candle and put it in the window, or simply just let her go.
Always light the candle. We got a call. Let's bring the call in. Yeah, always like to have them that way, dog. You never want to have anything less. But let's go ahead and bring the call in real quick. Area code 859. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, Steve. My question is, I always see myself in a situation that I meet a lot of women, and I don't know what to say to them, or, like, even if I talk to them, I talk to them, like, basic, how you doing? What did you do yesterday? Oh, no.
Now, you lost, bro. Yeah. You're going to continue losing doing that shit.
Yeah, let me – can I ask you a question, caller?
I mean,
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
All right, hold on. Let's do one thing at a time. All right. Are you in the States, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite fast food restaurant that you go to? Whenever your go-to restaurant, what is it? Wendy's, McDonald's, Popeye's? What's your go-to place?
I like to go to Chick-fil-A.
All right, you're a Chick-fil-A man. Yeah, something about that damn lemonade, it cracked me out. Okay, so you're a Chick-fil-A man, right? So
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Now, you do understand there's different Chick-fil-A's in every city and every state, right? Different groups of people in every city and every state. Chick-fil-A's still the same, right? When you go there, no matter what Chick-fil-A it is, do you not order the same way you order, regardless if it's in your city or in another city, sir?
Right. Yeah.
You do that, right? So what I'm saying to you, before I throw it to E, is it's not the fact you don't know what to say. You just don't trust what to say. Because when you go to Chick-fil-A, you roll up in that motherfucker, hey, yo, let me get that 8-piece. Let me get that barbecue sauce. Let me get one of those lemonades, you know, the lemonade joint, maybe some, you know, you already know what you want. And every time you go to a different Chick-fil-A, no matter who's on the other side of the counter, meaning different women, whoever's on the other side of the counter, you're not looking at who's on the other side of the counter. You're looking at what you want to order. You're saying, this is what I want. I don't care who you are on the other side. Bring me my fucking shit that I order. That's all it is, man. E, what say you on that, brother?
All right, now, no offense to the caller, but I'm letting any future callers know, or anybody in the chat room, I'm going to be an asshole tonight. I'm just letting you know, usually I'm kind of laid back with it, but I'm going to be a fucking asshole tonight. Let me ask this caller this. Why do you care so much about what these women think?
I mean, I don't even talk to them that much.
So, he didn't ask you
okay.
That. He didn't ask you that. He asked you why do you care.
And that could be the problem, too. But
why
you really?
What is it?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you.
Why do you care about women so much? Why do you care about women so much?
It's not like I care. It's like I don't want to, what do you call his name, come like as a creepy person asking too many questions.
Yo, I told a guy this today, all right? First of all, you got to express yourself clearly, okay? Clearly, which is why I say you got to work on speaking well. Speaking clearly, work on your tone of voice, and know what you got to. You know what you want to say. Like Steve says, when you go into the restaurant and order whatever it is you eat, you sound Spanish. So when you go to a Mexican restaurant, I know when you go in there, you be like, "Give me the carne asada with the rice and the beans and the corn tortillas," and you say that shit like you know why you say it like that? Because you said that shit 500 times already. So when you talk to a woman, you got to say it the exact same way. For example, you could walk right up to a girl. Now, hopefully you smell good, look fly. Okay, in order for this to work, you got to be the sexiest dude that you can be. I'm just letting you know right now. In order to have the champion mouthpiece, you have to look in the mirror and see the flyest motherfucker that you can possibly be in order for this to work. You got to see that. Before she sees it, you got to see it. So if you don't see the sexiest, flyest, dopest motherfucker that you could ever be as up to this point in the mirror, this won't work for you. It just, in my opinion, it won't work for you. For example, if you do see that guy in the mirror, the sexiest, flyest, dopest dude, okay, that loves himself, that wants to share himself with a woman, you walk right up to a woman and say, look, I'm going to cut to the chase because I don't like the bullshit. You got a sexy-ass face, and that's the face that I want in my life right now. What's your name? Boom. And you start talking to her. You got to be – I don't care. You could be in Chick-fil-A and do that shit. You can be anywhere and say, look, I'm going to cut to the chase. I don't like to waste time. This is who I am. You got a sexy-ass face.
Yeah.
And that kind of – that face right there, I want that face in my life right now.
Yeah.
Cool. What's your name? And I'll throw it back to Steve. But it won't work – If you're hesitant, like Steve said, in the restaurant, and I know, shout out to the Mexican people. They make some good-ass food. I love Mexican food. Even when I go into Mexican places, man, you should see me ordering, bro. Yeah, let me get the carne asada. Yeah, extra rice, corn tortillas, bet. Give me a large Diet Coke. Give me some flan. Give me some flan with that. You should see me. I'm like own the restaurant when I walk in, bro, because I feel like I own the motherfucking world. So when I talk to a female – do you think I'm going to switch that up when I talk to a female? Hell no. So I'm saying that to you because I really want to inspire you to do better. Go ahead, Steve.
No. We have another caller in. Caller, we'll throw you back in. We got a few calls in the queue. But 859, if you have another question, just call back. Okay, brother?
All right.
Thank you for the call. Great call, sir. Great call. Real quick, before we bring in 702 and 316, y'all are next. Let's just answer this one real quick. A super chat.
Yeah, let me go ahead. Thank you, Steve. Was at a house party and my ex came up to me, give me a hug, and my girl didn't know I used to fuck with her. How, man, what the fuck? Hold up. That's a good thing, bro.
No.
like you're looking at this as a bad thing, man. You guys are too
How did
fucking
you know
up.
I was looking through
Hold
some.
On, man.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
all right. I'm quiet.
Hey, your women. Let me say this to you. And I'm going to throw it to Man Mindset, bro. Your women don't even want to fuck you unless they know other women want to fuck you. I'm just letting you know right now.
Yes.
If your woman isn't sweating the fact that she could lose you to another chick, she don't want you. She gonna find somebody else to fuck with. That's a good problem to have. That's a problem? That's a good thing to have. Man, hey, if I ran into an ex right now and she came up to me in SNO, I'll just tell SNO, yeah, I used to fuck this girl. Yeah, I'll tell her. I used to fuck her. That used to be a girl I used to roll with. That girl used to roll with me. Yeah, I didn't roll with her. She rolled with me. I'll tell SNO right there. I have told SNO. Yeah, I used to fuck that girl. She don't like it. She got to deal with it. And SNO is listening. She doesn't like it. Okay? She doesn't like it on the surface, but underneath.
Dude, they want you more. Let me just say this real quick. Joseph, let me tell you, Joseph, and I'm not going to be the dick today because he's got that well in control today. So I just want to let you know that I don't give a fuck what you think, but if you got a question, call in, because what you think don't mean shit to us. So either shut your fucking ass up and learn, call in, or get the fuck out. That's it. All right, let me continue this shit. Because I guess you see, that's how we handle women the same way. It's like we handle
women. And Joseph Valentine's gonna understand something. We are teachers.
Yeah.
There are men out here that need an answer to this question.
Yeah.
And so you know, you have to understand this is not we are teaching right now. This is an inquiry that a lot of men have.
Yeah. So yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Keep that in fucking mind. But anyway, yeah. Like, real quick before we get the callers, but real quick, yeah. So when you have a woman and you have another woman come up, they're gonna do that catty smile. But as soon as they walk away, the woman is trying to figure out a way of getting back in touch with you some way, somehow. And because, see, when you're a man, see, when you're a regular guy, for a lot of you regular guys out there who have no sense of self, these women know they can always come back, right? These women always know they can. But most women are arrogant enough to think that their pussy is like the best pussy on the planet and nobody's leaving me. I'll leave you. You're not leaving me. And like E says, I mean, I don't even understand how cold this is, because if you have your woman and another of your ex comes by, you introduce the two of them. Yo, hey, baby, this is my ex right here, man. This is the one who used to, remember the one I told you used to suck my dick really good, like gargle the balls? Man, this is her right here, man. She did a wonderful job. But you know, baby, what's so cool, hey, and then I go to the ex, and I say, you know what's so cool about my girl is that she got a little bit of buy in her and everything, you know. And baby, I remember the other time when I had you taste your pussy and everything, you were talking about you want to kind of get experience. So, look, why don't we do this? I mean, you know, hey, we know what it is. Hey, we'll never be together. You and I may be temporary, whatever I want, but why don't we do this? Why don't we just get out of here right now? You women can suck my dick and fuck. That's it. He ain't even looking at that, E. He ain't looking. Right. This is like an alley-oop to Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan. It's an alley-oop. Because if she's coming back and giving you hugs, that means there's something there that she doesn't want to let go. But you know what? You got your other woman, and your woman better not act out either. Because if the woman hugs me and I get some attitude or jealousy out of the other woman, bye. I'm sorry. I just don't play. There's too much pussy out here to be able to play. But I do have a video clip we'll play later on. But let's go ahead and answer some of these calls real quick that we have in the queue. Let me see. I hope it worked out right, because my phone just rung, so it might knock the thing off. 702, can you hear us, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wait, what's your question, brother? 317, you next. Yes, sir. What you got, brother? What's your question?
All right. I've been listening to your show for a while, and I just want to run by you what I think I've learned. And if I'm wrong, point me in the right direction. I'll accept that. After divorcing my ex-wife, who I was with, I thought she was all that. I came to realize.
Super Chat and Mohammed Baba. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to Super Chat. Yeah. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. We just give you some shout outs. We got you, brother. Shout out to KZAC. Go ahead, brother. We got you, man. What's up?
Yeah. After divorcing her and listening to you guys, I kind of realized that it really wasn't about her. It was about me. So to make it real quick, you know, I got in better shape. I upped my car game. I upped my apartment game. I live here in Las Vegas, and I work in what we call the industry, so I got a lot of tips. The money was coming in. It's still coming in. I'm doing all right. And like I said, just up my living arrangements. And when I go out now, man, I'm telling you, just like you just said a second ago, I try to look as fresh as I can be. I do look in the mirror and say, damn, that brother's kind of cute. And when I go out now, when I step to him, I say to myself, you know what, you ain't got nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to lose all you, but you got something to gain, because you're going to learn. And right now in my life, since I put her away, I'm telling you, it's like Sun Tzu wrote in The Art of War. Once you know yourself and once you know your opponent, her, you will have no fear of battle. So when I step to him now, like you said, I don't go in there, can I? May I sit beside you? You know, it's straight to the, just like you said, it's straight to the point. I like you. I want to get to know you. I like to have a part of you in my life. That's it, man. If they respond with anything positive, just keep on flowing with it. You know what I'm saying? Because they got their mind made up. You know, they want to give you a chance anyway. But the long story short, what I've learned from your show is improve yourself.
Improve yourself.
Be Superman. Yes. Improve yourself. I told a guy a long time ago, I said, look, man, Batman ain't worried about Superman. He going to go be Batman. Right, he's sliding up being Batman. So when I go out, get my hair cut, and I'm looking nice, believe me, smelling nice, trimmed up, I go out there feeling strong. And if I get shot down, you learn. At least you learn, but it builds your confidence.
Yeah, Carla, real quick, I don't want you to be Superman. I want you to be General Zod. Zod didn't give a fuck.
Right,
Superman was soft. So Zod wanted to take. Hey, look. I want you to be Thanos, Darkseid, General Zod. I want you to take over shit in your mind. There are so many planets in your universe that you haven't eaten and devoured. I want you to take over everything in your motherfucking mind. Eat what you got on that, brother.
Yeah, no, I just want to tell him, like, so your ex-wife left you, right?
I left her. I had enough.
You left your ex-wife. Okay. Oh, hey, well, I want to congratulate you.
I packed it up one day and left.
That bullshit marriage.
Yeah, yeah. So I say that because I wanted to know, because a lot of these teachers out here will say that, you know, 70% of divorces are engaged or instituted by women. So I want to see more men leave these hoes. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's right. I'm happy to hear that. And I like what you're saying. Now I'm not telling you to go run out on your girl right now. If you're married and you're having problems, it's your fault, men. Every single one of you, it's your fault. If your woman's not acting right, that comes back to your leadership. I'll put my life on it. If you
Correct.
Pick a rebellious woman that won't listen to anybody, that's still your fault because you picked her and brought her in. Okay, it's the same thing
Correct.
As an employer bringing in. This is why employers screen people. Do background checks, check your urine. They check your social media. They multiple interviews. They don't hire on the spot. They call you back. Hey, listen, we like the first interview. We'll be in touch. Someone from the office will give you a call if we want to see you for a second round. You know, it's called vetting, okay? It's called vetting. We talk about this all the time. You guys got to be like employers. And there's something that I want to twist things around in your mind. You said, what do I have to lose? I'll just go talk to these women, okay? These motherfuckers are not special, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think like, what do I have to lose? It's what does she have to gain by fucking with me, okay?
Correct.
So I want to make
though.
Sure
That's
I
right. That's right.
Because there was some language, there that I got to correct.
Yes.
What do you have
right.
to lose? A motherfucking man don't lose shit,
mm.
all right? As a matter of fact, she's upgrade fucking with me. So you gotta walk the rest of your goddamn lives, men. But if you gotta build this. You can't just think it and then not look it. You gotta think it, look it, walk it, talk it, be it. You gotta do all that shit, okay? For this to work. But when I walk, man, what do I got to lose? As a matter of fact, I do think like that. What am I gonna lose fucking with you? Okay, so if I fuck
right.
with you and bring you into my life. I am going to lose. So you better be coachable. You better bend to my motherfucking will if you're going to come up in here, because I'm the man
right.
with the motherfucking plan. You're not. All right? So I'll throw it back to Steve, and I want to say this. Congratulations on ending that marriage and not waiting on her to leave your ass. Okay? At least you walked out of there
no.
with some self-respect. That's number one. Mm. And number two, stay fly. Stay on those. Keep your haircuts fresh, but never have the mindset, what do I have to lose? Shit. What does she have to gain fucking with me?
All right. Well, 7-2, we'll throw you back because we have another call and stuff.
All right. Thanks,
guys. All right. Thank you, 702. Appreciate the call. But let's grab the super chat real quick before we bring in 316. Canadian boy, here's the problem that I see right here is that you said she's the one that messed up and hasn't apologized. Who is taking the male role and who's taking the female role in this? If she's messed up and she didn't apologize, you're the one still. How can you even want to reach out to her? Why do you even want to deal with her if she messed up? Because if she messed up, she's not trainable. Because if you train her correctly, yeah, they're going to make a few mistakes. But see, when you do it one time, it's a mistake. When you do it two times, it's a choice. So apparently, she's been making some choices. And her choice to disrespect you is greater than the fact of her wanting to be trained by you. So why are you waiting for her to reach out to you? Fuck her. E, you got it.
No, I'm laughing, man, because we're just going in real talk tonight.
Shit.
Look, here's the thing. Y'all got to get some pussy, man. It all comes back to pussy. I know it does. Even shout out to Kay Zagan. He knows this to be true, too. All this sweating women
yeah.
and caring if she calls
God.
And caring if she does this or that comes back to the fact that yeah. you haven't had enough pussy and she gave you some pussy or something. She gave you something, some love, some attention. She looked at your ass. She talked to you for a minute. You guys better go out there and start fucking with some women to know at the end of the day that I'm the motherfucking man in this piece. Sex ain't shit. To me, I've gotten to the point now where sex don't mean nothing to me, man. So that's why I want you to have sex. I want you to go out there and have sex. As much protective sex, be choosy, but have as much sex as possible so you can see that sex ain't shit. So I'll say this right now, and Steve pointed out something very important here. You have to maintain the man position. She has to be in the female position. why do you care if she apologized sufficiently or not? The bottom line is this, like, sufficiently. She didn't apologize sufficiently. So I'll just say this. If she's not apologizing sufficiently, then she ain't feeling you sufficiently.
We got a call, brother. We got a call. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's go ahead and bring in area code 316, and then after that, 361 after that. So 316, sir, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Shout out to Freelance.
What's going on, Steve the Dean? What's going on, Coach EO? The question that I have for you guys is, how can I get some pussy?
by not making it about pussy, young man. What's so special about pussy?
Man, you know how special pussy is.
No, I'm asking you, what is so special about pussy? You want pussy, so you should be able to tell us in a sentence or two why pussy is so important to you, because you're the one that won it. So what is so special about pussy?
But I don't
think
pussy? I have to elaborate on it, because we
okay,
all know
okay, so you're not, yeah, wait, stop. No, I don't know that. Wait, stop. I don't know that, because I'm not like you, because I don't look to get pussy. I look to women to fuck me. So let's do this again. I'm going to ask you again nicely. You said I want some pussy. As a man, if you make a statement, you should be able to stand by that statement. You should be able to know why you say that statement, and you should be able to fight for that fucking statement and die for that statement. So you made the statement that you want some pussy. I'm asking you, why is pussy so special where you want it? I'm opening you up, 316. What is your answer to that?
My answer is because it feels good. It's that simple.
Okay, and that okay, you got it. I'm done with it. Go ahead. You go
all right. Now, I respect him for calling in, and I understand he's a man and he wants to fuck. But let me ask you this. Would you rather get pussy or would you rather take pussy? And by take, I don't mean really take against all. You rather get it? You rather get it?
Pussy. Yeah.
Nah, man. Now, I'm going to tell you why you're wrong, man. See, if you're that dude out there that's living that dope life, fucking, see, how many women are you fucking with right now?
Shit, about 20 of them.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on them.
We got to hang up because you wouldn't be asking that question.
You're wasting our time. Let's get to the next question. Air code 361, what's your question, sir? What's up?
What's happening, Steve? EO, man, shit, the pussy should want you. That's what he needs to know. But
given to you? But I have, check this out. That's why I said, would you rather get pussy, meaning you go get it. Now, there's a time you go get shit. But once you work yourself up to that fly-ass motherfucker, they're going to be giving you pussy, and you just take it. You just take it. Like, oh, okay, she's looking at me. I'll go talk to her. I set it up, and I take that pussy.
Yeah, exactly. I have a story that I'd like to relate to the topic that y'all have about your exes. I remember some years ago, one of my exes, she hit me up, and we had been separate. It ended a long time ago, and she hit me up some years back. I don't know how she got my number, but she got it, and she was like, "Hey, you know what? You were like the best boyfriend that I've ever had and shit." And she's like, "It was on my birthday." And she was like, "What do you got going on tonight?" And I was like, "No, I'm just going to hang out." And she wanted to get together, and she said she wanted to fuck. And I was like, nah, I don't want to fuck it. I didn't want to do that because, you know, we're exes for a reason. And if I were to go back and we were to fuck again, it'd have been like that moment in time. And I had already forgot about her. I lost her number. And it was just, I had evolved past the point to where, you know, like we ended there and I was completely in my shit. And then she calls back again. And then I was like, oh, well, that's just the past coming back. I didn't want to fuck with this. So I was like, nah, I was just like, nah, you know what? I just ended the conversation there. I was like, nah, that's fine. I don't want nothing to do with that. So I just ended it there. Because I didn't want
okay,
to.
Okay, so what's your, okay, all right,
I didn't.
All right, cool. Yeah, but did you have a question or anything, Big Dog?
How I interpret that real quick, how I interpret what he said is that he was afraid of falling for that bitch.
Yeah.
Okay? He was afraid of, like, you know, opening up that Pandora's box again. He got over her. He fucking cried himself to sleep. And I don't mean I don't mean disrespect, but, you know, it was a bit.
I got you.
And,
No. Check this out. So that's why you were like afraid to look at that pussy again and feel what it was like and get them visuals, because you pretty much worked her out of your system. Okay. And that in and of itself is two ways I look at that. That is healthy, but at the same time, it's kind of like some feminine shit. Because truth be told, if a woman came back in your life and she would have told you, look, if you're over it, then it should, then if a woman were to call you and say, I'm looking to fuck, that's what you told us. You said the woman called you and said, I'm looking to fuck.
Yeah.
So what you could have told her is, all right, well, what you could have told her is, okay, check this out. It ain't going to be nothing more than that. You can come over here and get this doggy style, and I'm going to come in your mouth, and then you're going to leave.
Nah, yeah, no doubt.
All right. So you kind of, and I'll go to Steve real quick. I get the point that you were kind of past it. You turned the page on it. You're moving forward. But at the same time, it is kind of feminine at the same time, because it demonstrates to me that you're afraid of falling for the bitch. Okay. Because truth be told, if an ex comes back and you're not seeing anybody and she's like, I want to fuck, then a man is going to tell her, all right, check this out. Be over here at 10. I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. I'm going to come in your mouth and you're going to leave.
Yeah, man. All right. I'm going to leave you at the E. We'll throw you back in. And if you got a question, hit us back. Thanks for the 361. Right. Respect you. All right, we're 100. Here, we got to get the super chat, and I want to show you some E. But, here's the thing. It took back an ex before the attraction is never the same, and it's difficult to get back to what once was. It's not worth the move. This is what I'm saying, Keith Warren. This is where...
Too much love story.
Yeah, too much love story. This is what I understand about y'all guys. What are you getting? What are you losing if you're evolving? What do you lose? Or how do you? What do you mean get back? I don't go back. I don't get back. I get forward. So you're not lose. I never lose anything because I'm always evolving myself. She leaves. I let her go. She comes back. It's a brand new box of presents and stuff. So it's not get things to get back the way they were, Mr. Warren. It's the fact that you didn't have a standard, and because you didn't have a standard, you're having these problems, man. When you say this is why he's talking about the it's like a lifetime channel thing right now, because y'all talking about it's difficult to get back where it once was, man. I seen that on the Lifetime channel. I've seen that on the Weed Channel and shit, man. That's how women talk, man. I'm not trying to get back what once was, because I'm not, listen, I'm evolving every day. So do you think I want to go to next week to that weak-ass me that I was last week? You think I want to go back to him when I'm who I am today? Fuck no. I'm never going back that way. I don't give a fuck how bad I want to go back. I never go back. I always move forward. He would say you, brother.
Look, I'm going to tell these guys this. Shout out to Steve real quick on that excellent commentary. Let me come into the shot real quick.
Yeah, get in the shot, bro. Get in the shot, bro.
All right. Look, if an ex calls you back, all right, that's looking to fuck, can y'all stop being so damn sensitive and fuck that girl and fuck her real hard, okay? None of this romantic fucking lighting candles and fucking you got on Keith Sweat and shit. Make it last forever. None of that shit, man. Fuck that motherfucker and fuck her good and send her right home. There ain't no staying tonight. There ain't no eating. There ain't no nothing. Like, fuck her.
Yes.
Really goddamn hard.
Yes.
G-O-T-D-M-N. I ain't saying goddamn, but goddamn. Fuck her pussy hard, bro.
Yes.
Send her ass back to the house limping like a motherfucker.
Yes.
You guys are like, you know, you motherfuckers, I swear to God, are afraid of falling in love with these chicks. That's the problem.
Too much.
They want to fuck y'all falling in love.
Yeah.
It cannot be like that, man. She has to fall in love, okay?
Yeah.
She has to fall, like Steve says, into respect.
Into respect.
If you get a chick from your past that hits you up and she's being straightforward, talking about, I want you to fuck me, don't say, funny to hear from you out of the blue. Like, don't say nothing, man. Just say, be at my place at 10, wear a black bikini thong and some fucking heels. That's it. And when she shows up, don't be all talkative, no romantic, don't light no candles for that bitch, don't do nothing special. Turn all the motherfucking lights off and put a strobe light on or a blue light and throw her ass on the bed. Fuck her like
fuck the shit out of her, and then tell her ass to leave.
All right, guys, I want to show y'all something. 515-605-9373 is the number. E, I want to show you why what we're saying is important, because there's something I saw today on WarStar I want to show you. And this is not a joke, and this is very serious. And, gentlemen, what you have to understand is when you can't walk away from a woman and you are non-controlling your relationship, this is going to be your life. And, E, and the worst part about it is, E, after we watch this, I bet you he's going to go back to her. After what you watch, I bet you he's going to go back to her. So, E, watch this shit right here, brother.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you better believe that I wear the fucking Dutch nigga in front of public. You want to fucking try to look at other women, nigga? No, fuck you. You ain't going to look at other women, and you ain't going to tell me you're looking at other women.
We have a little child right behind you.
Yeah, I know. I fucking controlled the fucking child.
There's a little boy right behind you.
I already know. I'm not going to say nothing if you don't say nothing to try to cause a commotion, because he's a fucking problem. You want to fucking try to fucking say shit to me?
Back to her. He's going to go back to her. And E, this is the average guy out there. See, a lot of guys say, no, that ain't me. They want pussy so bad that they will put up with shit like this. What say you, E?
Hey, and Darius, he said, what a bitch. That ain't the first time she hoed that motherfucker. Trust me, that is not the first time that she hoed his ass like that. That may have been the worst time. That isn't the first time.
Mm-hmm.
She said something very disrespectful to him in the past, guaranteed, all right? And this is why she's so comfortable to do that. Now, she might be a disrespectful bitch, okay? Why you fucking with her then?
I don't think
why
she
you
was.
Fucking with a disrespect? So that's why I'm telling you guys. Steve's right. He will go back because I can tell he was a bitch the way he got up, okay? And he's a bitch for being with her. See, a bitch will choose a woman like that. Just remember that. A man, a real man, would never even... He wouldn't even breathe on that bitch, okay? So I'm telling you the truth. That is not the first time she hoed his ass. That may have been the worst time she hoed his ass, but that's not the first time she hoed his ass.
You know what, E? And here's a crazy thing that people don't understand. That same woman that you saw in that video would be washing E's feet, rubbing his back, folding his clothes, doing his laundry, cooking meals for him, fixing his bed, and grocery shopping for him with not only a smile on her face, she's going to cry if E tells her no. And see, this is what y'all understand. I can't blame the woman here because you got to train the woman to your specifications. And like E said, see, the reason that she's out of order is because the man is out of order. She ain't out of order on her own. She's got a reinforcement behind her of someone that's out of order. See, y'all want to all jump on the woman and say she ain't shit. No. Because I'm telling you, that's the same woman, like I said before, will cook. Hey, can I come over just to walk Sadie? Oh, I was in the store today, and I saw a cute little cookie thing. Okay? Or she'll go, look, a woman like that, we're E time. She will go to a gourmet dog store because they got like, if y'all have dogs and pets, y'all understand this. They have like gourmet things for dogs that look like real food, but it's like dog shit, dog food, whatever, not dog shit, but dog food. But she will, that same woman on that plane will go to a gourmet place, just to have time with E and use Sadie as a reason just to get his time. So this is what we're talking about. It's not a, the woman ain't wrong. I have no problem with the woman. She's not out of order to me. She just ain't trained by the man. E, what say you, my
that's
brother?
Perfect man answer right there. That's what I wanted to this, and that was a perfect man answer. That woman has never been it with a real man. That's
never.
Been Des Trainer. That's a wild dog.
Yeah,
that's
wild.
A wild animal. Wild animal. Okay. Is it the animal's fault that's never been trained, or is it the trainer's fault? The
yes.
owner's fault.
Yes.
It's the owner's fault. You can give me the most dangerous pet in the world. I plan on having a pet tiger anyway. Pet lion and shit. I plan on having that and raising it from a cub. And then that motherfucker be walking with me, okay? Is there the potential for it to snap off? Of course. But that's how it is. But I will tell you, you know that big that woman on the plane? I'd have sex toys in her ass.
Yeah.
I'll have sex toys in her pussy.
Yes.
Blindfolded and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, coming on her face.
Yes.
You know, full submission, bro. Full submission. I have her fucking massaging my back with oils. like, and what I'm trying to say is, and Steve was right. See, you got to stop calling women bitches because they're a bitch because no one trains them.
Yeah,
when you see a bitch acting out, just the first thing you got to think is, oh, she don't have formal training. That's the problem. She don't have formal training. And then when you see a woman that is respectful and feminine and kind and soft-spoken and accommodating, that's because she's with somebody who trained her at. It's as simple as that.
We got to
train women. And untrained women, Steve.
Yeah, we got to call real quick, but big TV. This is why you lose a woman. What am I blamed for what? What did she do that she hasn't been trained to do? She was trained to call that motherfucker punk. He trained her to abuse him. He trained her to get loud. So what the fuck do you mean she get blamed? What am I blaming her for? Wait, explain. What did she get blamed for?
I mean, the only thing that she's guilty of is not holding herself like she was disrespectful on an airplane, and now she'll be arrested for that. Now she gonna go to jail for that, okay? And he gonna bail her out.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
So she's going to jail. So I guarantee, if you look up the article, she went to jail after that, and he bailed her out, and so she has to suffer the consequences of her actions. Sure, okay. But at the end of the day, the only reason why she acts like that, she was most likely raised by a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She probably got alpha widowed. Well, what that means is she probably dealt with a real motherfucker in the past, and he got rid of her ass, and she still ain't over it. So now she's taking it out on every other soft ass, pussy ass motherfucker she could get her hands on. That's the honest to God truth.
Yes.
Somebody alpha widowed that bitch. Put her in place, kicked her in the ass on the way out, and she has not got over it yet, and she's taking it out on every chump pussy motherfucker she can get. That whole rant on that airplane was about that dude that alpha with her.
Let me bring the phone call. Eric Cole 434. You're on, brother. What's up, man? What's your question, brother?
Man, you guys are lighting it up today. It's Greg from Virginia, man.
What's
hey, got a
up,
question
big,
for you.
DC, baby.
What's going on, Mr. Steve? And Coach
E.O.,
man.
What's up?
All right, question. Let me get to this shit here. But I've been doing what you guys are telling me, man. Instructing my woman. I've been in a relationship going on 10 years. We're not married. We're not going to get married. I know that for now. But I want to know more of how to get the most out of her. And I hope it's not a bitch question, and I'm not going to get slammed here.
No.
Okay.
No, this is a great question. I'll let E go first.
Right, cool.
No, awesome question.
Yeah,
hey, matter
you
of fact,
know
great
I'm
question.
I have to call or repeat the question because I want to make sure we didn't miss any super chats because
Let me see if we
Freelance did two.
Oh, two super
got,
chats of Freelance.
Got,
shout out to Freelance. I'm sorry. We missed Freelance. Two
$10
super chats of Freelance. Yeah, I'm sorry, Freelance Ronan. Sorry, brother.
Cool. And I think we got Canadian Boy, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we got Canadian Boy on his. Yeah, because he said something. Yeah, go ahead, 434. Ask E your question again. Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, that was my question is, how do I get the most out of a woman that I am now instructing? I'm now putting the game to the test. I want the most out of her.
Okay, easy answer. Easy answer. First, it starts with you. You got to get the most out of you.
Dad,
okay?
God damn, I hate that. Damn, my shit, hey, dog.
Man, you know how we roll.
I know, motherfucker.
Rosebud's the same,
shit,
man. Rosebud is the same.
Same answer.
We're going to get a one day, three of them. But you got to get the most out of you.
Yes.
And then you'll get the most out of her. You can never get the most out of a woman unless you get the most out of you. Because as you continue to evolve, then as a byproduct, she evolves with you, which means you give her more assignments. You give her more things to be involved in. Okay, but if your life is just stagnant, boring, it ain't moving, then that means that that situation with that woman ain't moving either. So the more you evolve as a man and you keep upgrading yourself, the more she will, as a byproduct, upgrade along with you. But she ain't going to upgrade with you if you don't know how to put her ass to work. I will talk about this in my deathbed if I'm privileged to be there. I'm like, put that motherfucker to work, man. So I'm telling you,
yes,
you got to make sure that you give her assignment,
yes,
small one,
yes,
big one.
Yes.
Take the trash out, I'll give me $1,000. It's got to be as you upgrade,
yes,
your women or your woman should upgrade with you.
Yes.
But you got to make sure that you involve her, because if you upgrade and,
yes,
there's no involvement on her part,
yes,
she's going to be resentment to your upgrading. Okay,
yes,
to your own personal evolution. If you don't involve her in that, she will be resentful towards it. So,
yes,
in some way, shape, or form, as you upgrade,
okay,
make sure that you involve her and give her assignments on that.
Yeah, call her real quick. Give me an idea of one thing you want to upgrade it. What is one thing that you want her to upgrade on? What would be one thing?
She's like not dressing, you know, because I know to ask for what I want, and I've been doing that, and that's already been happening. But, man,
okay,
that's a good question. You know, it comes back to that shit where you guys teach. What do you,
yeah,
want?
Do you, right.
Man,
so
I need
you
to think about that. How simple. What do I want on that?
This is how we got you, dog. Hey, man, look. Hey,
damn.
Shout out to FM over there with the $20 super chat. No, but no, listen,
yeah,
to me, brother. Listen to me
love
real quick.
It.
Listen. And this is how, and I'm going to throw it here in a second. This is how you do it. Okay, you want her to change your way? Okay, then. You know what? I have no problem either when I'm sitting watching TV with her, let her know I like things like that. I like to see you wear that. I like to see you in that. Or it's okay to go to the store, even Victoria's Secrets. You know what? Let me tell you, the fun time for me when I knew I was, I used to get bored, like say, I told you, we get bored with women. So I love it when I go with a woman and she dresses for me. She'll like, okay, do you like, because you know I love black, so I love black on a woman. So she'll go get some outfit, stuff like that. And she'll go into the back of the dressing room. Now, this is like some we fucking the dressing room shit, but I'm not going to get into all that. But she will come out with an outfit on and ask, you know, because she's dressing for me. There are different occasions. If she's lucky enough to go out with me and another woman on a date, because remember I told you, when I go on dinner dates, I bring two women to dinner. Dinner dates with me, she's dressing that way. You gotta ask for what you want, but you gotta have reason behind what you want, because if you ask for it and she challenges you on it and you can't let her know why you want it, then you're gonna fold and buckle. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about what it is you want. You want her to change the way she dresses. Maybe she's wearing too many if she wears sweatpants and shit like that now and she's not dressing like she used to dress. Is that what you're dealing with? A lot of sweatpants?
Yeah.
You want to know what? 2 feet up, she's comfortable. See?
Let her relax. Exactly.
Right.
Comfortable. Yeah.
Right. I want to see you in them cut. I want you in them booty shorts. I want to see you in some spandex. Let's throw out the sweatpants, and I want to see you in some spandex. I want to see that ass walking in the house when I'm doing something. But E, what say you, my brother? E.
No, we pretty much covered it. And, you know, even with me, I always stay fly. And I do that for me. I do not stay fly for a female.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even consider a female in any decision I make. So if I buy something for me, it's because I like it and I want to rock it. And it just represents me well. And that's it. And if the woman appreciates it, enjoys it, then that's cool, too. But I do it. I buy a suit for me. I buy a leather jacket for me. I do everything for me. But notice that, again, the more you stay on point, the more the woman will want to stay on point. So I would have to say this. If your woman is falling behind, you must be falling behind a little bit.
Yeah. You got to be
out there. You got to be falling behind.
Remember,
Here's another thing, too, and I want to tell this to guys that lose attraction, because I hear it all the time where guys say, I just ain't feeling her no more. You know, that's your fault. You need to take her to the sex store, get wigs, take her to the sex store, get some new vibrators, make her grow her pussy hair out.
Yes.
Like, hey, if you're tired of looking at her bald pussy, make her grow it out. That way when you fucking her, you can look down, you feel like you with a different bitch.
Tap all the resources.
If you ain't trying to cheat, if you don't want to cheat on your hoes, then you need to reinvent your hoes like every 2 months. Put these glasses on, change your hairstyle, grow your pussy hair out, shave it. Different name tonight. We're going out tonight. Role play. Like if you shouldn't even have to cheat on your women. You just got to keep reinventing your women straight up. And you got to have skills to do that. And I teach role play, but Steve is right. I would say this, if your woman falls behind, that means you fell behind. Mm. If your woman stays sharp, that means she's with a sharp dude.
Yeah, and you got to understand the blowback because she's not used to you being demanding of what you want. And this is what I'm saying. Look, it's all about me. Sorry, it's about me. It's about my universe. And in my universe, this is what I want you to look like. And if you're not looking that way, I'm going to try to work with you. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to work with you. But if you keep fighting me on this, that's telling me you don't want to work with me. If you don't want to work with me, I'm going to take that paperwork upstairs to the main guy upstairs and say, sire, I mean, we got one that don't want to work with us. We done everything we possibly can, and she's fighting us on everything. We need a fire. That's, you see that? No question. It's just one word. Fire. Go ahead. You get rid. And that's the thing about it, man. You got to be, listen, 1 foot out the door, guys. When a woman knows she's got 1 foot out the door, that's when she's going to act right. When she's comfortable, that's when they act lazy as fuck. E, what you got on that, man?
No, that's it, man. I mean, women are going to get lazy, though.
Yeah.
The only time they don't act lazy is when you're on point and you're always growing. And she got to always play catch-up. When a woman should always be playing catch-up to you.
Yeah.
Like what you working on today? Damn, he's busy as hell. Like, you still make time. You still know how to balance. I don't want to hear these guys, well, I don't have any time. No. I mean, you got to know how to balance your schedule. But as a man evolves, so should the woman. Remember that. I mean, it's not fucking hard to remember. Like, as you keep putting yourself up on game and evolving as a man, then your woman should, as a byproduct, if she's your own woman, she should also evolve. But don't let her get it for nothing. Make her earn it. That's the thing. Don't just give her shit. Right. Like, make her earn everything she gets. Make her earn it. You could do little freebies here and there. But there shouldn't be many. I would tell you, a woman's going to love you more, respect you more if you make her earn everything.
Yeah, and also, Carla, real quick, you should also know this, is that she has to know that she's replaceable. If she feels comfortable enough that you ain't going nowhere, then that's the problem right there. And that's what we're trying to get all you men to see. I want you to be straight. I told you, Thanos, Darkseid, Zod, Galactus. I want you to tap every resource you can out the planet before you move on in your mind. That means that's going to force her to be a better woman because you're a better man. She's got to always remember, the woman must always keep up with. She will never catch a man, but she could keep up with him. E, what say you on that, my brother?
Yeah, and one of a second reason to always be a fly dude is that your woman is always watching. Your woman is watching how other people respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that. When you're out in public, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. You could be putting groceries on a conveyor belt, but it's how you're doing it and how you greet the young lady that's ringing y'all groceries up. It's how you look, smell, and how you say hello to the lady.
Yes.
I'm not saying to be flirtatious, but you could still be a bad motherfucker when you say hi to somebody.
Yes.
And it's how you look at people when you talk to them. And when a woman is always watching you, like, and watching how people respond to you. See, I'm telling you. So remember this, your woman is always kind of grading like how well you're doing. Okay. She's always grading. A woman is just built like this.
Yes.
She's always grading. Is my motherfucker growing still? Is he still fly as shit? Does he still have options? Can he replace me? How do women look at him? How do women respond to him? if she starts to see women ain't looking at you because you got mustard stains on your shirt and, you know, you just a hot mess, you got comfortable, then trust me, that woman's going to get comfortable too. And it's going to be a matter of time before she loses attraction to you.
Yeah.
And then when you try to regain attraction, yeah. I lost my damn shit. Steve, you there?
Yeah, you still good. No,
right. Now, here's the thing with regaining attraction once you've lost it. It ain't the same. Remember, when I say champion game lifestyle or the man mindset lifestyle, this is a way of life.
Life.
We're not doing this because we got your ass,
yeah.
Okay? We're doing it. We were doing this before we met you, and we're going to be doing
right.
it while you're
yes,
with us.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on. We were doing this before we met. We're going to be doing this while you're with me, not while I'm with you. It's going to happen while you're with me. And if at any given time
yes.
there is a termination here, it's going to go on after that. So when, and that's when attraction always stays.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Most of the time, y'all do this shit for the woman. And then when you think you got her, because you never really have her and she never really has you, that's a whole different topic. But then you get lazy. But it's oftentimes too late to reattract her, okay? It's got to be consistent all the way through
yeah.
for attraction to be there, okay?
Yeah.
Lyler, for example, he's been married for over 30 years. He told me, and his wife even told me, that she still has butterflies when he's on his way home from work, that she still gets
Holy
ready for him,
shit.
Wants to look the best for him, and he's still nervous. She's still nervous. When he's on his way home. So it's this after 30 fucking years, bro. Not 3 months. 30 years. And you know why that is? Because it's in the blood, bro. We love ourselves. We take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We buy ourselves. If we buy that shit, bro. If we want something, we go get that shit. We don't hesitate. We live a dope life. And we're dope men. And we're going to be dope. Remember, be dope before you met her. Be dope while she's with you, and be dope if there happens to be a termination.
Mm.
It's gonna be dope then too.
Mm-hmm. The key word is gonna be dope. Remember, man, you the pusher, you are pushing the dope. You pushing the crack rock of you, the cocaine of you, the vapes of you. You pushing your drug, and either she gonna get with it. Or she gone, and you will find another one. Man, that just remember, I've been telling you since the late 90s when I was doing the Pussy Whip show. Anytime a guy had a problem, I always tell them to snap their fingers. Just snap your fingers. That's it. I'm like, what is that sound? And the guy would be like, well, that's you snapping your fingers. No, motherfucker. That's a woman that just turned 18. There's one somewhere in the world just turned 19. Someone just turned 22. They are everywhere. But the thing is they don't know. They're driven by emotions. They're not logical, meaning that's their weakness. They will all be driven by their fucking feelings. And if you're driven by feelings versus logic, you're not going to get anywhere with the woman, man. Okay, 443? We'll go ahead and throw you back in. But think about what we said, okay, my brother?
That was a major game segment right there.
Oh,
everybody
was,
listening. The
yeah,
caller
good call.
And everybody listening.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Attraction is hard to get back. In the middle, okay? And you should never be trying to reattract her. Remember, it's so important that you understand, and Steve completely agrees, that you're dope before you meet her,
yes.
which is why she wanted to fuck with you.
Yes.
You're dope all the way through, and that's why she wants to continue to fuck with you. But if for some reason there's got to be a termination, you know, hey, breakups are hard, baby, but they're necessary. All right, breakups are hard, baby, but they're necessary. Remember, they let go of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
They let Tom Brady walk his ass clean off in Boston. They let, hey, he walked off to some to go win somewhere else.
Yeah.
But they let that motherfucker walk off, didn't they? So and they about to let Aaron Brady walk off.
Aaron Rodgers.
So about another year, he's
yeah.
out of there.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
So
yes,
just
yes.
remember that none of you, hey, breakups. They're not easy, but they're necessary.
Hey, gentlemen, always remember the weather's going to change, time is going to change, the day's going to change, and the months are going to change. But this is why men are so great, because even in your 70s, your 80s, and if you get to 90s, you can still get to 20s, 30s, and 40s. It doesn't matter, because your mindset never changes. And when a woman is really into you, they, again, they have the love goggles. That's what y'all understand. The love goggles is, you know what, you can be 400 pounds, and her love goggles see you as an Adonis. You can look ugly in her and everybody else's eyes, but it doesn't matter about everybody else's eyes. It's how you think about yourself and the connection you have with the woman. But when she loses that, see, when she loses that and loses you, we don't lose. We don't lose. She leaves, we don't lose. She breaks up with me. It's not my loss.
When she's gone, it's often a win. It's often a win, man, when she's gone. Like you got to get to the point where when she goes, it's a win.
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, it's like a salary cap. It's like, damn, I'm paying this motherfucker $18 million this year.
Yes.
Man, let me let this motherfucker go.
Yeah.
Straight up. And even, you know, let me look at this as a coachable moment for Dangerous. Usually he puts on some good comments. But he said they played Peyton, though. Hey, let me tell you something I learned about life. And this is a great quote from one of my...
Oh, wait, your voice, your sound. No, we got your sound off. Hold on, you got technical difficulties. Say something.
Oh, no.
There you go. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
You got to remember this. There ain't no friends in this shit business. I don't expect loyalty from nobody, okay? And people are only loyal to you when you give them value.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why I tell you motherfuckers to be valuable out here.
Yes.
Only a person emotional will care that if people do you wrong. I expect a motherfucker at some point to try to do me wrong. I'm just being honest. I expect it. I don't wish it, but I make room for it.
Yes, prepare.
Okay, I make room for any motherfucker that's fucking with me to want to do what's best for them. Okay, I have a grace period for that. Like, literally, I have room for this motherfucker to go do whatever the fuck they want.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, there are no friends in this shit business. Even your wife. Give her a new opportunity to go out there and get something better than you. That motherfucker will go, which is why I told you to be a dope dude that's irreplaceable and live a dope life, whether you got her or you don't have her. Before you have her, while she's with you, and afterward. Remember this. It's going to go a long way for your mental, for your mentality. I don't trust no motherfuckers. I trust you enough to know that if something better, whatever you see as better comes your way, that you might entertain that shit. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, guys, it's never about her. She's allowed to do what she wants to do. And what y'all don't understand is that it's going to sound crazy, but y'all got to follow Uncle in this one. Sometimes women want more than just to be pussy. You know, sometimes they want more that we can give. When you have a roster, if you have a roster of 5, 10, 15, or 20, how many you have, no matter how much game you have a roster of women, your time is allotted to only the top ones. You know what I mean? And some women want more out of you. Some women want to spend more time with you, and they just can't, you know what, I don't want this. I don't like how we are. Well, baby, if you don't like how you are, go. I mean, that's it. And you know what's funny? When you tell them to go, they want to stay. When you want to tell them you want to stay, they say, well, no, I want to go. That's where y'all lose, because y'all be like, baby, I like this. Yeah. I want you to stay now. Nah, listen.
Hey, Steve, do me a favor. Highlight Dangerous's comment at 8:22. I know, and again, no disrespect to him, but I want to say something. He said, ha-ha, he took them from nothing to dope and put a lot of money in their pockets. I thought it was cold. Check this out. Let me tell you this right now. Let's say you get in a car accident today and you're in a wheelchair the rest of your life. Now, I'm not saying your woman shouldn't still fuck with you, but would you understand if you can no longer fuck her anymore? I'm just saying, would you understand if for some reason she just don't want to fuck with you no more? There's a possibility, even for example, your woman gets in a car wreck and you can no longer, I don't know, let's say you can't hit it no more. She can no longer be penetrated the rest of her life. It's going to be hard to stay with that motherfucker. It just is. So in Peyton Manning's case, it was nothing personal. He had a bad neck injury.
Yeah.
And they made a decision. They said, hey, look, we're going to move on. We had a nice run. This is those feelings that men have. I'm not saying Dangerous has it, but I'm saying there's a little bit of feelings involved in these things. Because It's there's no friends in this shit business. That's, I'm telling you right now, man. There's no friends in your even your marriage. That's why we say don't be friends with these hoes.
Don't be.
Okay, because and unless there's a benefit to networking with her, unless she's making you money and you're not attracted to her, different story. But what I'm saying is that you got to remember this. Just because something is good now doesn't mean it's going to be good next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, circumstances change.
Yeah.
People change.
Yeah.
You got it. Just like the weather, it's gonna change tomorrow, and you better be ready for that shit. You don't complain about it. You dress different. So, and the faster that you know that there are no friends and no loyalty in this motherfucking game called life, and you're not mad at it either.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that a lot of the time where people are mad at the fact they can't get loyalty, bruh.
Yeah.
No one is responsible to be worried about being loyal to you all day long. That's why they leave you, because you're so damn sensitive and you want that loyalty. Again, I said it at the beginning, I like loyalty. I want to be with someone who's naturally feeling me. But if you no longer are feeling me, I immediately have to give you the pink slip. I'm not trying to reattract you. I'm not trying to force you to be here. There, just remember this, and I'm long-winded as fuck, but I want to say this. There are no friends in this shit business. Just because someone deems you as valuable today, if circumstances change, you lose your job, you get fat, your testosterone lowers and now your sex drive is plummeted, she don't give a flying fuck about what's going on with your feelings, bro.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you that right now.
Yeah, guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373. You got a question, put a Q in there. But hey, Russ, check this out, my brother. Listen, you know, you're not understanding. You're missing the whole idea of paint man. See, y'all understand, like E's trying to tell you, nobody's bigger than the shield. I mean, the logo that on that helmet, there is nothing bigger than that, because that logo is owned by the owner. So if Peyton is making $100,000 in salary, the owner is making $900,000. Don't think the owner's a sucker. He gonna lose. The owners don't lose. Like men, we don't lose. And if we're in, and you think that Peyton got, you know, you're saying Peyton got to put a lot of money in their pockets. Yeah, he did, but it wasn't just Peyton. It was the advertisers. It's a DirecTV bid. You got to understand, the game is bigger than just scratching. That, y'all never understand why these motherfuckers get all these big contracts, how these owners are scratching off, oh, you get 600, you get 6 million, or you get 25 million, 50 million, $60 million contract. Y'all understand the, look, I can give away millions when I'm making billions. That's what y'all understand. I can give away millions when I'm making billions. So what we're trying to get y'all to see, and Uncle E is trying to let you understand, is the shield of man in your name is greater than the woman. You can give her a benefit package of you, but you are always, if it doesn't benefit E, it doesn't benefit me, and it doesn't benefit a real man, then it is not, it's no use to me. Don't just be, listen, don't they, see, y'all got it where y'all are lucky that you have, oh, I'm lucky that she called me. I'm lucky that she texted me. I'm lucky she gonna go today. Man, fuck you. No.
Shit.
No, ain't about that. No.
Hey, Reinsdorf let the Bulls go after 6 championships.
That let Jordan go.
They got a 7. Fucking Reinsdorf let that motherfucker
go.
Like, hey, I'm cool with y'all. We won 6 times. Fuck y'all. I'm done with y'all. Like, hey, whether it was the right move or not, he still made it. And I guarantee you this, Aaron Rodgers got one more year with the Packers, and he's gone too. Watch.
Okay, wait. Time out. I don't mean to interrupt you. Now, I got to be a bitch. See, E was supposed to be the bitch today, and mean and bitchy and getting the ass today, but now I got to do it. Let me say something to you, motherfucker. Let me say something that you don't understand. I'm going to slow this down to help you understand. We or E doesn't have to prove shit to your fucking ass. Fuck you. Really. Fuck you. And I'm going to tell you why. Bitch, let me tell you something about the game you don't know. motherfuckers like E and motherfuckers that E fuck with, the fellas, we don't fuck with bottom of the barrel bitches. We fuck with women that have shit going on. Pillars of the community, charity organizations, motherfuckers that's moving money, millions of dollars, contracts, CEOs, presidents, vice presidents, fucking lawyers, doctors, accountants. Do you think that we're going to put them on blast to please and prove something to your fucking ass? See, what y'all don't understand about the game is you don't put business on the street, motherfucker. You don't put business on the street. You don't do that. You show your boys on the back end what's going on, but you don't show what's going on the front end because that's part of the game. All dealings, everything, even your girl getting out of sorts, she ain't supposed to put business on the front end. She got to take shit on the back end. But if you think that you are worthy enough that we got to prove ourselves to you, well, remember this, we teaching you, I don't prove myself to a woman, nor do I prove myself to any man. Like, Ian, tell yourself, so who the fuck are you? And listen, key word is man. He hangs out with men. He ain't got to prove himself to no man, but you want him to prove himself to a motherfucking piece of dirt on the bottom of his shoe? I hate to use this word, but nigga, please. Oh, fuck you. I'm sorry, E. I hate you motherfuckers that act like mommy. If you can't hear what this motherfucker is saying to you, and you can't see by the words, the message, not the messenger, that the shit he's saying is so motherfucking cold that you still need to see your results, then fuck you. Sorry, you got it, man. Motherfucker.
No, man, yeah, I appreciate
hate
that.
Hate motherfucker.
That Ralph, hey, check it out, Ralph Macchio. You look, hey, Ralph Macchio, go sand the floor and paint the fence for me, all
fuck
right?
Fuck you talking
and
about?
And keep smoking in this game, bro. That's all I'll say to him.
Damn these motherfuckers. Matter of fact, look, I'm going to do you a favor. Two doors down to the left. You can get the fuck out of the room. The fuck out the room.
Yeah. There's certain dudes that just got to go. You know, like I said, that's a little boy talking, bro. You can see that. Like I said, Ralph Macchio, do me a favor and paint that fence and sand that floor for me and holler back.
How the fuck? Shout out to MC in the house. How the fuck? Guys, if you can't hear the game that's resonating out of us, you in the wrong motherfucking place. You in the wrong place. Because the game ain't about the fucking bitches, man. How many times you got to hear that? Shit. I'll show you
hey,
a joy.
Hey,
yo.
If I showed that dude any of the bitches that I fucked with, then that motherfucker will nut in his pants, bro.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, he'll look at him and nut in his pants.
But that's what I'm saying, man. You see, unfortunately for him, you know women are doing this right now. We got a bitch. And they're going, that little young man, unfortunately, going to get ran. He going to be that motherfucker in the airport. He going to be that motherfucker. I just showed you the clip. Now, I'm trying to be funny, E. He going to be that motherfucker. You want to know why? You don't disrespect the motherfuckers that are trying to teach you shit. E's got shit to do. I got shit to do. And we're on here trying to educate you. And the things you got is challenging the fucking messenger. And not listen to the message?
If you ever see a woman of mine, she's going to be counting my money, bro.
Man, She's going to be working.
She's going to be counting money, doing something. You ain't going to just see me standing there with a woman and putting it on social media so you motherfuckers can see I got a bitch.
Yeah.
You're going to see my bitch working for me. If you ever see my bitch or my bitches, she's going to be working.
That's the whole thing. And this is what we're saying to y'all. See? A lot of y'all got mommy in you. It's not only we appreciate everyone's watching this show, all y'all listening to everybody. We love y'all, but I'm just saying that, look, I got to apologize to the class. We want to teach y'all, and I don't like knuckleheads trying to disrupt the class, but I will not tolerate disrespect from a woman, and I damn sure ain't going to tolerate it from a fucking grass-eating lion. Fuck that. I'm going to check that shit and get the fuck out. You want to know why? Because we're trying to teach you something even in that lesson. You check the fucking behavior. You do not let that shit slide, no matter who does it. E, come on, man.
Yeah, that's it, bro. It's time to move on from that.
Yeah, let me see if we got any color. Over the line, still over, guys. Y'all want to call in? We have about 26 minutes left in the show. 26 minutes left in the show. If I got my calculations right, it's 26 minutes. 26 minutes left in the show. And, guys, y'all want to call in, y'all can call in. Or you can put a cue if y'all have a question, gentlemen. Absolutely. But, yeah, we're here talking about should you take your ex back. But the question that a lot of you guys, well, you got to ask yourselves, before you even think about taking her back, what has she brung to your take? You got to really, what is she bringing to me? Like, why would I want – see, and I know a lot of guys get lonely, E. And I'm not going to lie. A lot of guys, y'all in your feelings, y'all get lonely. You know, you watch those Lifetime TV shows where the motherfucker break up, right, E? And he's walking on the beach, and she's about to fly on the plane. The motherfucker gets an epiphany. He'll go, excuse me, sir, can I take your bike? Come, here's some money. Let me get your bike. And that motherfucker will pedal his ass all the way across to the airport tarp and stop the airplane just to get on and say, oh, hey, I want to stop you. I love you, and I was wrong. I know you treated me like a bitch and fucked that other dude, but you know what? I want you to be my wife. And then there's always some old lady in the fucking seat next to her saying, girl, you need to go do that shit. That's the fucking bullshit fantasy, man. It's the fantasy, dog. What you got on
see,
that, man?
See, guys, I want you to think like this. Back in my earlier YouTube career, I used to say this. Does it work or does it not work? Now, I've kind of refined that. Instead of getting in your emotions, ask yourself this one question, and this is how bosses think. Is it productive for me to still have this person on the team, or is it no longer productive? So you got to ask yourself this question. Is it productive overall, not just in one area, but overall? We're talking about exes now. We're not talking about chicks you got around as booty calls. Booty calls are there for a booty call, and that's it. However, she can still do some jobs, though. Okay? You can still get a booty job to do more than three things for you. All right? But we're talking about exes now, people you've been in a relationship with. Yes. I want you to ask yourself this question and be logical and sensible in this moment and ask yourself, is it still productive for me to have this woman be around me?
Yeah.
If you're arguing, if you're bickering, if there's too much damage that's been done, sometimes you can't reverse that.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You just got to learn from it and move the fuck on. But, you know, a businessman is always evaluating increase and loss, increase and loss. And you got to think like a businessman. So my question is, any of these women that you're contemplating inviting back into your life, now that's not how you think about it. You're talking about taking an ex back, but is it productive to deal with her anymore?
Yeah,
I need you. And this is why, Steve. Let me say this one last thing in business.
Yes.
A lot of people that become like senior employees, they get a lot of vacation time. They get usually they get promoted. They get a higher salary. Even higher ups are evaluating, should we get rid of this motherfucker that's been here 25 years that we're about to give another increase to, or should we lay this motherfucker off or get rid of him and bring in some new kid out of college and train them and give them half the pay? Like, yeah, again, it's a shitty world we live in, but at the end of the day, you're the boss of your own life, and you got to evaluate liabilities and assets. If you got to make a cut, if this person is costing you your peace, your joy, she's bringing drama to your life, that is costing you something. Trust me, that is costing you. So if she's not bringing you productivity, you have to let this woman go. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that for a lot of you guys. We get a $20. Wait, I got the 20. We got the super chat from Carlo. Did we get the? Wait, Carlo, oh, here we go. There we go. I didn't miss you. Hey, C Dog, C May, A C M. Thank you for the 20 super chat, baby. Much love to you,
thank
man.
You, thank you.
You know, I'm gonna have to create a little something for these guys when they do a super chat. Get like the women dancing or some shit when y'all do a super chat. But wait, to say thank you. But no, I you know how my mind works, E. So what I'm saying to you guys, now listen to me, it's gonna be real with y'all, because see, the hardest thing is not getting rid of them, gentlemen. The hardest thing is sometimes you got to make the tough decision. See, for a lot of you guys out there, you haven't been on the other side of the street where you've had so many women that you can make easy decisions. Because, again, I know for a lot of y'all saying, well, hey, E, you and Steve can probably do it easy. But what about me? You know, I'm new to the game. And, I haven't built myself up to where y'all are at. But what we're saying is this, man. The love that you have to have for yourself. I'm taking all the women out. The love that you have to have for yourself, you've got to protect you. You've got to make sure that, look, as I always say, love her ass and her titties. Love her curves. Love her smile. Love the fact she cleans and cooks and all that other stuff. And if she gets out of order, you have to realize you check the behavior, and if the behavior comes up again, and it's not just checking the behavior. It's letting her know the repercussions if the behavior happens. See, a lot of y'all guys say, well, hey, don't do that no more. And they're like, okay, I won't do it no more. And then they do it again. They're like, damn, man, what the fuck is going on? No. If you do this again, I'm telling you right now, do it again. Please, do it again. Give me a reason to get rid of you because I don't really need you. I don't really need you that much, but please, do it again. But what I'm saying for you young men is that it's going to be hard for you in the beginning to let go of something that you become emotionally attached to. And that's why E and myself are trying to get you off of the emotion and onto the logical, because you need to protect yourself. You got to look at you. You are your greatest investment. Remember, you are greater than diamonds. You are greater than any mineral in the world because you are the only one of your kind in this world. So you must protect you as if you're it. There's no one after you. There's no one else. So you've got to protect your name, protect your sperm, protect your legacy, protect you. E would say you, brother.
Yeah, you know, and you got to choose the right women too. I can't say this enough. You got to know yourself and then choose accordingly.
Yes.
You can't pick the wrong people for your team, man, because you're going to have constant problems.
Yes.
This eliminates a lot of problems and a lot of breakups is when you actually pick the right people, the right personality. You know, there's personality conflicts too in relationships. It's like, you know, both of y'all can't be alpha. You know, you can't be with a woman who wants to be alpha, and then you're the man, and she's acting like a dude. You could warn her, but she's used to being like this. It's like, hey, check it out, baby. I'm losing attraction to you. Look, you want to get a woman to change real quick? Tell her you're losing attraction to her. Tell her, like, listen, I'm losing attraction to you. You're becoming unattractive to me.
Yes.
Whatever you're doing, if you still want to be around this motherfucker, you better make some alteration. If not, you're going to be gone.
Absolutely.
So the best thing you could tell a woman where it really means something is to tell her she's ugly to you. Say, look, man, you're ugly to me. I'm losing attraction to you. For real, I need you to notice I'm losing attraction to you. Women don't ever want a man to lose attraction to her. Trust me. All right? Or even say this, you're beginning to turn me off. Man, check this out. Have you ever heard a woman tell you that you're turning her off? Have you ever heard a woman tell you that shit?
Have you heard a man say that
shit? Now, think about it. That's 10 times worse than you in the superficial category, most likely. Tell her, you're turning me off. I'm not attracted to you. Watch that motherfucker get to work.
They know that they're replaceable, E, and that's the best thing to say. First, shout out to you, DG. Yeah, man. Hey, I rub elbows with men. And also, Jamari, hey, shout out to you for being a new member of the Coach EO crew and stuff. Shout out to you, brother. But yeah, but hey, man, I tell you what, man. The involving that you're going to do when you get this down is so great. You're not even going to be focused on the woman. And if she's around, she's around. But as you evolve, that's where you begin to place her where she is. And look, ex is gone. If I'm breaking up with you, there's a reason. Now if I get now if I give you a candle, you know, you come back. Just not right now. I'm kind of just tired of you. I'm bored with you. You can go off and do your thing and come back when you like to. There's a candle. But if I break up with you, it's over. There's no going back. I just can't go back because I'm too busy going forward, man. Too busy,
right. And then for the guys out there, if there's a chick that didn't do you too wrong, but you just had to release her. You had to throw her back in the wild.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You just had to release her back in the wild. All right. Get your ass out of here, man. There ain't no productivity. See, remember, you got to think like a boss. And I always think like a boss. So is this motherfucker producing or not? That's how I look at it. Like, are you producing for me? Because sex I can get anywhere. So are you producing some shit? Am I up because of you?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you up because of me? It's a two-way street, so don't think. But it's almost like a pimp mindset for real. And, you know, I'm not trying to claim that, but it really is. It's like I'm always thinking, like, I'm only going to fuck with people that produce for me. Like, if you're zapping my energy and I got to argue with you and the sex is whack, and you got an attitude, bitch, you got to go. Like, there ain't no coming back from that. There ain't no coming back. You don't deserve to be in my motherfucking heaven.
All right.
Okay? However, one last thing.
Yeah.
If there was a chick that, you know, you just let her go, but she hits you up, make sure you fuck the shit out of that girl, please, and send her home. Just fuck the shit out of that girl. Nothing special. No R&B. No special lighting. No candles. No nothing. You just open the door in a robe. Send that motherfucker right to your bedroom. Fuck her hard, very hard, okay? And send her home, please.
Yeah, 813, we'll bring in 1 second. I just want to say this real quick, EJ, to bounce off what you're saying. Gentlemen, remember this. Women don't give a fuck when they let you go. I'll say it again.
They're worthless, brother. Merciless, bro.
No mercy. Hey, let me tell y'all guys something. Please understand this. When she's done, she's done. When she's lost
Sergio,
feeling,
that's the word.
Yeah.
Ruthless.
Ruthless. Yes. Hey, thank you, Sergio.
I was looking for it, baby.
Sergio, shout to you, Oak Town, for the love. Hey, let me tell you, she don't care. She will replace you with the next chauffeur, the next guy fixing her food, the next guy buying the payment. They'll
be fucking a dick the same night she breaks up with you.
Oh, my God. They will say, fuck if you and move and sleep like a baby. And could watch their soap operas.
Hey, Steve, I once had a girl tell me that she had two dudes fighting over her, all right? She was lying to both of them. She admitted it to me. And she said that they both found out about each other and teamed up. Both of them fucking men, teamed up to meet with her and to confront her about her infidelity with them two dudes. And she says she laughed in front of their faces, bro. She laughed at them.
Hey, I'm going to grab this. We're going to grab it. Hey, no. Hey, guys, when I tell you they don't give up, listen, no fucks given. All that shit you think they crying over you, man, they will. Hey, look, man, that guy's like The Price is Right, E. They go, and it's like, Bob, Rob, Mike, bye. They got dicks on standby, man. They don't get.
That's right.
Man, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me get to 813, man. I'm getting real passionate about this shit. 813. Man, 813, what's your question, brother? What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? I appreciate all the
what's up?
I've been giving. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You good, brother?
All right, cool. I'm working right now, so I'm in my headset, so I apologize for any noise. But I have a question. All right, cool. I got a question based on what EO stated earlier in the show. And so I definitely acknowledge, right, I ain't got it all together, man. But I'm working on it, right? I'm continuing to work on myself every day and continue to evolve. But how do you keep a woman pursuing you, right? So after, like, you know she's pursuing and interested in, and she communicates that, right? But how do you continue to keep her pursuing you?
Easy, brother. We've been answering this, and we're going to continue to answer it. You got to keep pursuing that motherfucker in the mirror, bro. The more, hey, listen to me, bro. This is just any,
bro. This is just the truth. Mm. The more you pursue the motherfucker in the mirror, and that motherfucker gets dope every single day, a little bit doper, a little bit doper, another layer of dopeness, another layer of dopeness. The more you pursue the motherfucker in the mirror, the more the woman is going to pursue you. There is no other answer that's better than that, because Steve already co-signs it. There's no one else that could give you a better answer than that.
Yes.
The more you pursue the man in the mirror and make that motherfucker get another layer of dopeness, another layer, another layer, another layer, another one. Once you get another layer, you keep adding up to the layers, and you build this dope man and this dope life. Trust me, that woman will fucking go crazy.
You are limitless, brother. You, like you say, when she peels back one layer of you, then there's 50 more layers. And she gets to those 50, there's 100 more. There's nothing but with a man, he brings excitement. Because when you evolve, she gets the remnants of you being evolved. She gets the tail end of your greatness and what you bring to you. That's what it's like they've been vaping all their life, and then they get that crack rock for the first time. Not that I do drugs, I'm just saying that.
That's a good description.
No, yeah, I got it right here. I always like to do my little crack rock thing, and I don't do drugs and shit. But what I say is when you got E the rock, and then she put that shit in a little thing and light that motherfucker up, start pumping that shit, get that high off E, and she ain't going nowhere because the hot, her hot, see, think about this. Most women think they're high, they got world is flat thinking. So their high is only to the edge of where they think they can go. But when they meet a man that can advance the high that they have, or advance and make what they want greater than they ever can, it's an addiction. They become so addicted that they will, I'll be number five. If I could just get a piece of your time, because if I get a piece of that drug, the high is so great that they will go against their own fucking morals. Like, I'm a good girl, and I don't sleep with guys on the first date, and if you want to be with me, all that bullshit they put on, like, I always tell E, all that shit they put on profiles ain't for guys like us. They'll say all that shit to you, but goddamn it, are those the same girls sending pussy pictures, titty pictures? Let me see that dick. Oh, I miss you. Oh, can next time, you know what, when you come, can you put it on my ice cream? Can you put it on my eggs? I'm saying all that shit. The same women that tell you they like holier than thou, when they get the high of a man, it trumps everything. Like, it's there's nothing like the hook that you have. When they hooked on the man who's evolving, because think about this. The higher he goes up, the higher the addiction. The higher he moves up, it's constantly like this. She ain't going nowhere. We got to get rid of him.
Yep. And there ain't nothing better that you can do as a man than take wonderful care of yourself.
Oh, my God.
I really mean it. Eat the best foods. Wear the dopest shit. Now, again, don't rely on your clothes. Like, again, there's truth in that. You don't want the man makes the clothes. But what I mean is dress your best. Look your best, smell your best, just be your fucking best, and take care of yourself. Buy yourself shit you want, and make good investments.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Constantly be building. Look, make money, then turn that money. Make money, reinvest that money. Show her that, hey, this motherfucking train is on the tracks. And it was on the tracks before you came. It's accelerate. This motherfucker keeps going. And at any given time, I could stop this motherfucker and let you off. And then right when I let you off, I'm going to give you your motherfucking bag. Bye. And then you're going to go, and this train's going to keep going. And there's going to be other passengers on this motherfucker. Okay? Just know that. This ain't going to be no empty train. There's going to be passengers on this motherfucker. And she needs to know that. All right? And this is a dope-ass scenic route on this motherfucking train. Where we're going, this is a dope, dope scenic route. You're going to be taking pictures. You can't wait to be on this motherfucker. So, on that note, get your motherfucking shit right, because I'll make a stop and let your ass off.
All aboard, baby. We got a quick question, guys. We got 8 minutes to go, 6 minutes left of the show right there. Shout out to Scary Perry real quick before he answers the question. Appreciate you, Scary Perry, man. Respect to you. We love you. Hey, he's shy type. He a Bear fans like you, so I don't really like him. But anyway, so All right, so this guy says it had been a monogamous relationship, okay? All right. All right, and he brought the idea of other females. She said no, they broke up. I did love her. She did too, okay? So what say you on this scenario right here?
Let me see this. I was in a 2-year monogamous relationship, but I had to make a final call as I brought up the idea of seeing other females. She said no, then we broke up. I did love her. She did too.
I don't know
that's
what
it, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, the answer is in the question. I mean, first of all, hopefully when you made that decision of opening it up, you weren't just trying to copy like Lucario's lifestyle or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's certain people that don't try to copy their lifestyle, bro, even though it sounds appealing because you're going to fuck your whole shit up. I mean, you got to really know if that's what you want.
Yes.
If what works for me or Steve or Lucario or Kay Zagan or whoever, that works for us. And we've made that decision that this is what best works for us. So you got to always know, like, you got to consider just, again, like a businessman, consequences, man. Like, okay, we picked this up. We got to stop this marketing campaign. This advertising campaign's got to go. We're going to bring on this new one. We got to eliminate this product. We got to evolve this product. This service right here needs to get better. Like, you got to think as a businessman. So I'm telling you, like, before you make decisions, ask yourself, is this what I really want? Can I maintain this? Can I actually attract this? Am I dope enough to have all these women that I say I want? You got to ask yourself this question.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll just say this, but the answer is there. If that's what you want and you let her know that's what you want. Now, keep in mind, when you deal with people from the onset, you sign these silent contracts. Just remember. So if you tell her you want monogamy for 2 years, you've now conditioned her to be in that situation.
Mm.
So when you decide you want to throw a monkey wrench in the contract, you're now actually reneging on the contract.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have to sign up for that new contract. She doesn't have. She didn't sign up for that, and she doesn't have to sign up for that. So you got to let her go.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if it is over now and you truly know that you want to be in a non-monogamous situation, then you better tell women that you want to be non-monogamous. You also have to decide what that means. Does that mean that she can also see dudes as well? Or does that mean that you'll see women and she will be with just you? You got to decide what that is. So.
Yeah, I just want to say this because we have one more last call and we'll bring you in 910. I just want to say this. This is what y'all got to understand, man. The problem I have is more with the guy than the girl because, like you said, man, you should have known this information. See, y'all don't understand women. They love sharing sexual information when there's sexual trust. She will tell you that, you know what, maybe I've never eaten pussy before, but maybe I like to try or maybe I don't. But these are things that have to be discussed early on. You can't just pop this. You've been 2 years, and all of a sudden one day you just want to throw this fucking thing on her. Would have been 2 years she said, hey, I want to suck another dick. I mean, hey, come on, man. You can't.
Right. You got to be considerate.
Yeah.
Like, let me say this. We're teaching manhood. We're teaching putting yourself first. But being a man also means being considerate.
Yes.
I mean, that's part of being a man. Respectful, considerate.
Yes.
These are things that you should want to be.
Absolutely.
You can't force other people to be that to you, though. I mean, you just got to decide that if this motherfucker don't roll like that, then I ain't fucking with her. I ain't going to bring her in. But Steve's right. When you first meet a woman, you got to start grooming her for that threesome. To eat some pussy while you... To have her put by a chick when you're fucking her from the back. You got to be grooming her for that. And you got to let her know, like, hey, baby, I'm going to let you know I got a lot of options. Now, I can see that you fall in love with me and shit, and that's cool. But check this out. Like, hey, if I want another piece of pussy, I'm going to get it. And you could watch. You know, you could be there. You could be involved. Hey, you could pick her. But just notice, I'm a man with options. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Watch if you're a fly dude. If you tell a woman, just give her facts, like, hey, check this out. We got a good thing, don't we? We got a good thing. Check this out, though. You need to know up front, hey, I like to have options. Variety is the spice of life in my eyes. I like to know that I can exercise options when I see fit. And so either you can be involved in that or you can pick her. But you just got to know that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. 910, we'll bring you a little bit of the last call. But, yeah, I just want to say to him that, look, when a woman is really into you, she's going to want to do that shit. You don't even have to ask. I'm not talking about just – I'm sorry, dog. I just want to let
that's
you know
true.
That. You don't have to ask. I can't tell you like birthdays and stuff where I come home and there's another woman in the bed on my birthday, happy birthday to me type shit. So you don't have to ask. They want to do for you because they love the smile on your face. The women say, I'll never do anal sex. Boy, she'll go get a butt plug and practice on that shit. The one that say, I'll never say, the one that say, I won't swallow his nut. They'll be, give me a cum, I want to taste it. They really want to do that shit. But let's bring this last call in before we wrap up. 910, you got the last call, brother. What's up with you, man? What you got?
What's going on, fellas?
What's your question, brother?
I got a girl of a year relationship, right? So as of November, we've been broke up. But over the time, we were still having sex. So, you know, I'm keeping it a fuck with buddy. But the thing is, she's still doing relationship shit, and I'm chilling doing my thing. So I goes out and get me. She gets mad at that. So the question I'm asking is if she's sitting here to play on me to say, oh, I don't need you. I don't need you. Every time that I make a move, why is she sitting there like trying to make it easy for her to be not guilty and push everything?
Because
on
you have. All right, let me just say this real quick. Because it's all your fault, brother. This is all on you. It's all on you.
What's all my fault? Just fucking with her.
No, not. I don't mind you fucking with her, but fucking with her with a standard.
I'm gonna say this. I want to say she told me I broke her.
No
other man's head.
Okay, that doesn't matter to me. Well, I'm just taking what you're saying. You didn't set the standards of the new contract. When y'all broke up and y'all started fucking again, I'm just fucking you. We will never be in a relationship. I will never see you as my girl. You'll never get a key or a ring ever. And if you want to go, go. If you want to stay, stay. But I don't care what you do. All I'm giving you is dick and bubble gum. Out of bubble gum. So what you under? Right, but you
so
never.
Go ahead.
I'm saying you didn't do that. So you allowed the woman to dictate the standard because you didn't set it, brother.
But I can say this. I did tell her that we just fuck with, but I'm just fucking you. So as we went on a trip to Charlotte last.
All right, hold on real quick before I throw the E. I'm gonna tell you real quick why it's your fault again. Because if you told her that was a standard and she checked you on your standard and went against your standard, it's your fault for not checking that behavior. It's always going to come back to you.
I can say that I checked a lot of situations and told her the straight truth about everything, like broke it down, like let her know, look, this is how the fuck it is. We went on a trip, and she said, we went on a date.
I don't care. Stop. I'm going to let E talk. Go ahead, E, because we're about to wrap it up. Go ahead, E.
All right. Let me first of all, thank Sergio for the $20.
Thank you, Sergio. Thank you.
Broadcast is deep. This is the time of stuff growing up. So shout out to him for that. Now, I'm going to be honest. I didn't really catch what he was saying because it sounds like he's in the bathroom or something on speakerphone. So if you – what did he say?
He said that he broke up with the chick and got back together, started fucking and shit.
She loved me and this, that, and the third. She's telling me she loved me. I moved to Iowa for a job and she's thinking I'm going to fuck something. She's more jealous and insecure. She has an insecurity problem. And like, while you're insecure, you're telling me you don't need me. You don't want me with me.
Call her.
Well, let me say this. I mean, you should expect a woman to love you. That's number one. I expect all women to love me. Okay. Right. And then number two is I expect them all to some degree to be insecure. You know, I mean, because like Steve says, they should have one foot in, one foot out. I mean, there's truth in that. And so they should always have a little bit of insecurity there because they should fear losing you. Should even God.
So
the main thing
is she got too many guy friends. Hater. And I ain't fucking with that. I mean, I'm cool with it because I'm doing my thing, but you got too many orbiters. So if I don't work out, she can always fall back to these orbiters. But she's telling me she want me.
Simple. I'll make it real simple for you. Is this motherfucking situation bringing drama to your life, yes or no?
It's taking energy, yes.
Okay, then it needs to be gone.
She almost made me miss a plane the other day. She almost made me miss a plane because I ain't going to come sleep with her.
Stop. That's it.
No. Like nothing. Nothing. Stop. Like, look, if you come to a job late, they might give you a warning and say, listen, we got a no-tolerance policy for tardiness. You were late today, and no excuse is going to suffice.
You cannot be late again for 90 days or you will be fired. So this is the equivalent if you tell a woman, look, we ain't talking about that. I'm not interested in that. That is not what I want to be bothered with. What I do want to be bothered with is whatever that is. And if she cannot adjust to what the fuck you just said, you fire her.
No,
it's as
it.
Simple as
that's
that.
That's it. That's it. That's it, brother. Right. There's no ands or buts. Cut her the fuck off. But because you're not, you're showing her your weakness that you got your feelings in this shit. You got to make boss-ass decisions and boss moves. You don't sit around and talk about all the shit she's doing. You talk about you done with her. That's it.
Hey,
done.
Hey, and there's something dangerous said, which is very good. Good point there. I want to point
where,
that out.
Where
is
that?
904.
Wait,
he said she got the right to be confused because if you say you're done and then you go back and fuck her,
yeah,
okay,
thirsty for
you
sex.
Gotta explain what done means. Like, again, yeah. Done needs to be explained. We are no longer what we used to be. However, if there is any more interaction left between the two of us, it is going to be this and only this.
Yes.
Can you handle that? If at any point I see you cannot handle that, even if you say you can handle it right now, I'll be watching you, bitch. So if I watch you and I see you cannot handle that, you will be released.
All right. Well, thank you, 901. We got to wrap the show up, man. But thank you for the call, right, brother. Stay up. Let us know what happened, brother. Great call. Everybody want to say thank you, everyone, to the chat. Excuse me, the chat room and everything. E always been great with my dog, man. Guys, we will see y'all guys next Monday. Y'all know how we do it. This is how we go.
That is the end of the show, but not the end of the discussion. If you're ready to grow, go to www.championgamecoaching.com or themanmindset.com to begin your process to becoming the man you want to be. For everyone else, see you next Monday.
Good job. Let this 5,000 up. Yes.